There is the Hope Diamond, with its brilliant blue color and mysterious history, and the Kohinoor Diamond, which was owned by royalty in India, stolen away to Iran, and then it became part of the crown jewels of Queen Victoria. Now add to the list of famous diamonds the Star of Thelma, named after Thelma Dunlap of Jefferson, Arkansas. She's on the line with us. Her husband, Gary, found the diamond and named it after her. And Ms. Dunlap, I understand he found this diamond at a state park in Arkansas.
That's correct. It's the Crater of Diamonds State Park.
And this is a place where you can actually go and search for diamonds.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been there yourself?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
How do you do it? How do you search?
It's dirt. I mean, it's 37 and a half acre field, and it's just dirt. You just start digging and scraping and looking.
And your husband had some luck. Tell me about how he found the diamond that's now the Star of Thelma.
That's right. It had came a large rain while we were over there, and it's awfully muddy when you go over there.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a different type of mud, and it just sticks to you. It doesn't fall off. And he happened to be, he had been digging, you know, and looking around, and it just happened to be on the ground, and he saw the shine.
He saw it shine
mm-hmm.
through the mud.
Yeah, but now see, that's the thing. They will tell you that mud does not stick to diamonds.
Huh.
So after a rain, the sun comes out, you can look for a sparkle, and that's just what he happened to see.
Now, were you with him when he found it?
No, I was in the hotel room. I've been there when it was raining and in the mud, and I didn't want to go back in the mud.
Well, how did you find out about what he had found?
We were to check out that day at 11 o'clock, and he was supposed to be back at the hotel, and 10:20 he wasn't back, and about 10:30 he comes in and ranting and raving and kicking off those boots and talking about he was just tired of this, you know, he was pulling my leg, and and I'm trying to console him because I know he's really wanting to find one, you know, and I said, maybe we'll be back over here, you know, we can try again, and he handed me this little thing and said, well, they tell me this is a diamond. And I really didn't believe him until he pulled out the certification, and I didn't believe him until I saw that.
And this was 2.37 carats, right?
That's correct, uh-huh.
And what does that look like? How big is that?
About the tip of your, I'm going to say of your small finger, you know?
Uh-huh.
But a diamond in the rough is not like, you know, a diamond in a jewelry store.
Sure.
Even though mud does not stick to it, it still will have a little bit of dirt or something. And so it hadn't been cleaned, it hadn't been polished, and hadn't been cut. So they do look a lot different.
The people at the state park there, Crater of Diamonds State Park, say that this was only actually the fourth largest diamond that was found last year. They went up to 6.35, was the biggest
mm-hmm.
diamond. That's huge.
Oh, yes. We were over at the park during the time that the man from Wisconsin found the 5-point-something carat. His was a yellow diamond, and Gary found a white diamond.
When was it that your husband found the diamond?
It was Sunday morning, the last day of the year.
So that's quite a New Year's Eve present.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what you're going to do with it?
Right now, we're just going to hold on to it. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it yet.
Well, Thelma Dunlap, congratulations on your diamond. It's been fun talking with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Thelma Dunlap of Jefferson, Arkansas, talking about the diamond that her husband Gary found on New Year's Eve at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. He's named it the Star of Thelma, and you can see a photo of the diamond at our website, npr.org.